Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Our church hosts a Monday club for senior citizens on every other Monday. It's a time of great laughter and lots of fun. We gather for a quiz, a cup of tea, some biscuits, and either a speaker or some games, along with lots and lots of chit-chat. Well, one Monday several years ago, I did a whole series of my favorite object lessons for the folks. Now, object lessons are visible demonstrations which attempt to bring home to the listener's eyes, ears, and minds the gospel message of Jesus Christ through the use of objects. Now, some of my favorite object lessons have to do with science experiments which can help us proclaim the Christian message. One of my favorite object lessons uses an empty wine bottle, and you put a mixture of half water and half vinegar about halfway into this wine bottle. And then you take a heaping teaspoon of baking soda, put that in some tissue. You take that tissue filled with baking soda, and you drop it into the mixture of half water and half wine, and then you quickly put the cork on the bottle. Now, what's supposed to happen is that this mixture will foam and fizz and blow the cork off the bottle. But this time, nothing was happening, so I thought I might lend a helping hand. I gave the bottle a pretty hefty shake, when all of a sudden, not only did the cork blow out of the bottle, but this mixture of water and vinegar shot up into the air some 25 feet before it hit the roof of the church. It was a horrible smelling stench that was dripping and streaming from the ceiling of our church. Thankfully, the folks in our club saw the funny side even as we were busy mopping up the mess. The purpose of this object lesson was to try and demonstrate how uncontrollable our anger can be. For when we are angry, it takes control of us and it makes us blow our top so that we might spout off and leave our distasteful mark behind. Well, it certainly demonstrated it that day. And Jesus makes this same point in his Sermon on the Mount. For we read in Matthew 5, verses 21 to 23, that he warns us about anger and hatred, and that these are serious issues, and if they are allowed to overflow, they will carry serious consequences with them. The religious leaders of Jesus' day, the scribes and the Pharisees, they believed that they were observing the fifth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder," because they hadn't put a gun to anybody's head and pulled the trigger. But Jesus wanted them to realize that this commandment meant much more than that. It had to do with how we feel about people in our hearts and in our minds. Do we curse them, wish ill upon them, and call them nasty names? If so, then we are in serious danger of breaking this commandment and experiencing eternal punishment. In fact, these acts of anger and hatred are just as evil as murder itself. Jesus' words of warning ring as true to us today as they did to his audience some 2,000 years ago. Today, we are plagued by prejudice, nationalism, and feelings of ethnic superiority, which cause us to look down our noses on others who are not like us. Wars and disputes rage even today among nationalists, racialist groups, and differing religions because we each consider ourselves to be superior to the other person. We in this supposed age of tolerance are as intolerant now as we have ever been. And this hatred and this anger has led us to unspeakable atrocities around the world. Even Jesus' enemies, who prided themselves on having never broken the fifth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder," ended up putting Jesus to death. Their hatred of him led them to take the expedient way out and get rid of this troublemaker. To them, the ends of hatred justified the means of disposing of this no good false prophet. But his love overcame their anger, for killing Jesus was exactly what God wanted them to do. Contrast this with Jesus' attitude, for as he carried his cross to the place of execution, he wept over the women of Jerusalem, and he said how he wanted to bring them under his wings to protect them, like a mother chicken would do with her chicks. And as they drove the nails into his hands and in his feet, he prayed that God would forgive them. And as the crowd mocked him, he died for them. And after his resurrection, his anger did not flare up at his disciples who betrayed him and abandoned him. No, instead, he forgave them, offering them his peace and giving them his Holy Spirit. Jesus' love has overcome hatred and anger. He has brought people together, even people who once hated and despised one another. And his love still does. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, cast out our hatred and our anger, and replace it with your love. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.